What about coastal erosion by increasing surface runoff? And this was hypothesized to be due to a hydrophobic layer preventing water infiltration into the deeper layers, soils. I think most of you here know what is hydrophobic, but I still want to explain a little bit just in case anybody isn't very familiar with that. So hydrophobicity, that is a matter of affinity of droplets, of water droplets for solid surface. So if the soil is hydrophobic, so the droplets will build up on the surface. If the soil is hydrophilic, the droplets just stretch out. So within the United States, most of the studies associating to hydrophobicity caused by wildfires just have taken place in the western forest, where the vegetation, climate, and the soil are distinct from the eastern part. However, that this study in eastern forest is limited because we lack of wildfire history. And this satellite captured by NASA in November 2016, the wildfire occurred throughout the southern Appalachian Mountain. And that is a good opportunity for us to study the wildfire and its effects in the eastern forests. So we measure the hydrophobicity through time after wildfires. We have two locations, Mount Pleasant and Chimney Rock, two sites, burn and unburn in each site. So we plot the occurrence of hydrophobicity as our result. Hydrophobicity was measured by the method of water drop penetration time. That is, we record the time of droplets penetrating into the soil. And we classify soil into four classification. So water droplets penetrating in 1 second is means the soil is hydrophilic, and 1 to 10 seconds is slightly hydrophobic. 10 to 60 seconds is strongly hydrophobic. And the greater than 60 seconds is severely hydrophobic, showing purple here. So more purple, more hydrophobic. And UB and B here is unburn and burn sites. And 0 to 5 means the water drops was conducted in the three soil depths, and the 5 drops in each depth. So we totally have 50 depths in each site. So we could easily find that the burn soil in these two sites all show the hydrophobicity, and especially in Chimney Rock, the hydrophobicity showed in all depths of the soil with the highest hydrophobicity at 2 centimeters. And in Mount Pleasant, soil only showed hydrophobicity at 0 and 2 centimeters in the first 7 months, and the surface layer shows the most hydrophobicity. This result indicates that burn soil in humid forests shows the hydrophobicity. And the hydrophobicity has persisted for 10 months, but appears to decrease with time in Chimney Rock. Okay, we also measure the water content and plot the relationship with of the water content with hydrophobicity. And we found that the water content in the unburned soil were showing blue and gray point here. Were higher than in the burn soil, and the soil hydrophobicity decreased with the increase of water content in burn soil. We also measure the infiltration rate using mini disc infiltrometer, and plot the initial infiltration rate in the first 2 minutes as a function of hydrophobicity. So we can see that the purple point here is the surface burn soil in Mount Pleasant. They have high hydrophobicity with the low initial infiltration rate, and another blue point in unburned site also shows a similar result. So we conclude that the surface hydrophobicity may affect the water infiltration rate, but more study is needed. Thank you. I mean, don't have
time. Any 30-second questions?
So that actually the so it depends on the fire temperature. If the temperature is on the below between the 200 and 300, so it'll have some hydrophobic organic hydrophobic functional group that vaporized, and it will cool down in the surface layer on the, cooling on the surface solid surface. So it will actually behave as hydrophobic. Actually, most of parts that is amphiphilic function group. So when you contact with water, the